Donovan Williams. Donovan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, MJ. It's glad to join you during Ramadan. And now I also understand the different time we had. I wouldn't have known if you didn't give that explanation that you are now 3 to 6 as opposed to 4 to 6.
Yeah. We've got a different time now, 2 to 4. We're halfway through it. It's a bit different compared to the normal time. But Donovan, thanks for joining us a bit earlier than normal. You've spoken to us at length about the relationship that Iran has with Russia and China. A lot of analysts have now been asking this question. In fact, they were asking the question during the 12-day war last year also. When do we see Russia and China becoming involved? Or are they involved from a strategic perspective? Or is it a case of China supplying the military tech?
Look, Russia has already begun to supply possibly a little bit more hardware in a sense than China. Mm. China, as you correctly pointed, is technology in terms of drones and that. And my analysis of that is slightly different. Put it this way. I don't know if you remember the movie Bloodsport back in the day with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, there we go. Donovan, we're on the throwback. Right? That's also a throwback today, eh? Bloodsport. Yeah.
Right. And so imagine a boxing ring, a fighting ring, you know, which is not a ring, it's a square, and the fighters are in their corners. And although they're fighting, every time they go back to their corners, they like show their muscles, you know, yes. Like they show how strong they are.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of what is happening by the media on reporting of this war. Part of the reporting is to show how strong the United States is. Mm. And possibly that you, all you have is scattergun approach of Iran. Mm. That's the mainstream media and how it's reporting it, which is not true at all. So in a way, the supplying, my analysis of the supplying of levels of weaponry, not major, it's not major at all, to Iran is one symbolic to say, look, we are in support of Iran, right? Similarly, like how China had sent a ship, remember, to Venezuela, the coast, but never really got involved, okay? But to show that there's support for Iran, and they will frown upon it, remembering that Trump is supposed to meet with Xi Jinping at the end of March, early April.
Yeah.
Okay, there's that summit, that heads of state summit between the two. But because this is the major reason why, in my analysis, is that Iran has a lot of sophisticated and really, really powerful missiles and technology and hardware, which they haven't used as yet. They haven't. So what they've managed to do is with their lower level weaponry, the bombing of Tel Aviv. And remember, we had indicated that they had shown that they can break the Iron Dome. They can get through it. They've shown that. It's now coming through. More than that, though, is the bombing of the American bases and surrounding areas. And our thoughts go out to South Africans who may be living in the different...
a lot of expats, UAE, Don?
Yes.
A lot of expats.
There's a lot of them there. And I don't know about you, but I get messages from them and so forth saying that how they can't sleep, they're hearing the bomb. Some of them are like 5-6 kilometers from the bases as well. Because these Emirates are small, right? You know, they're not large at all. Right, so our hearts go to that. So you have a situation where by China supplying these drones, they are assisting Iran from not using the major weaponry. Because once Iran starts to use the major weaponry, if I could just give you outline this, understand this, that right now, of course, the Americans have superior Air Force, superior Navy. So they will most probably, and Pete Hegseth has been saying this, that they basically, it's a matter of days before they control the air. And that is true. The Americans will most probably control the airspace in a sense. They will also most probably, with the Navy, control the sea. But that doesn't amount to them being able to control Iran.
Yeah.
For two reasons. The lesser reason is, as you know, Iran is different to Venezuela and even Iraq. They are 92 million people strong. The majority of that population supports their government. So that means you can't have a popular uprising. Remember, they tried in January and it didn't work. Okay? So that means they can't, MJ, they can't get a popular uprising. Mm. So, and without a popular uprising, it means they must have boots on the ground. They have to have military personnel that can be able to attack, because you're not going to get the uprising to attack. So what the United States is intending on doing is one which have already started, is to arming the Kurds in both Iran and Iraq to invade from the north. Okay? The Kurds, though, how many? It's still unsure. They've already started that. That's been announced this. It started this morning. Okay? So the Kurds are supposed to attack from the north. But the numbers is not sure about the numbers, because the Kurds have been let down by the U.S. a number of times. And remember, Turkey does not support the Kurds, because Kurdistan will include parts of Iraq, Iran, and Turkey. And it's oil-rich areas as well. Now, so the idea is, but you're not going to get so many people. And then you would be expecting at some stage there will be boots on the ground from the south. That would mean American troops and possibly Saudi Arabian as well. Troops. But you can't have 100 or 200,000 troops, because you've got a population of 92 million and a lot of them are soldiers.
Hmm.
You're going to have at least a million. You're not going to get a million. Why that many? Because, and this is the second point, Iran, the terrain of Iran is mountainous. It's a country surrounded with mountains. So you can control the airspace and you can control the navy, but you can't attack. You can't attack because Iran has missile bases, as you and I know, deep in those mountains.
Mm.
So the airspace being controlled means nothing. You can't bomb those all those many, many bases.
Mm.
And if you put troops, you can't resupply the troops, food, military hardware, etc. You can't put tanks to be able to traverse and navigate those mountains. So you're looking at a long war, not a short war. You're looking at many lives. Most probably it'll become a stalemate in the end. But the U.S. is not going to win it like they did with Iraq. And they can't bomb it into submission. And also, they can't do the decapitation operation like which they did in Venezuela, where you take out the leadership and then be able to force a deal. Because Iran has already got their succession, and it's like four or five deep people in place, their succession plan in place of whoever gets taken out. They know who's going to step in. So you can't create the political instability. And you can't get somebody to possibly sell out or whatever to take over. So you're trying to use the Kurds. You've given up on Pahlavi, etc. So this is the difficulty. But it's sad, because it's a number of people, and this war won't come to an end. So in a way, you have, on one level, the U.S. and Israel may have bitten off more than they can chew. On the other hand, it's not like Iraq is going to defeat them as well. Understand this, because you are going to get, you're getting it already. Canada, as you know, immediately went came in support of the U.S. Over 2 days, Starmer on the Saturday was saying the bases will not be used, right, for any offensive. On the Sunday, he flipped over, Keir Starmer from the U.K., and said that no, hold on. We will allow the U.S. to land and to refuel and resupply, but we're only using it for defensive. I mean, basically, the U.S. is offensive right now.
Hmm.
And Germany is in support. France, like in Iraq, is on the sideline, but I predict that will change at some stage or the other, or they will come in. But the world, the Western world, will, like Venezuela, they've already made up their mind that that's not a good enough government. So China and Russia assisting must be looked within that context, because Russia is still fighting a war with Ukraine. China is assisting Russia. It will assist limited-wise, but it knows that Iran has the hardware. Does know that. I hope this helps. MJ, I'm not sure if you're getting many of these things on news and so forth. And some of it will be in an article that I've written. Not sure where. I'm not telling you where it's going to be published as yet. Not necessarily in the Mail and Guardian, but I'll let you know.
Hmm.
But yeah, this information I don't think is out, but it's information that I've researched.
Absolutely, it's valuable info. And just in conclusion, Don, it makes sense. With the so-called uprisings and protests in Iran in December, January, and then we later learned that foreign entities meddled you know, and sowed the chaos and these entities were then stoking these so-called uprisings, and they then killed a lot of the innocent civilians. What I then saw a couple of articles indicating that Chinese military strategists met with Iran and advised them to switch from Google to the Chinese platform, the search engine Baidu. And the whole of Iran then switched, and consequently that was mainstream media running with the idea that the Iranians have cut the internet and have prohibited the locals from gaining access to information online. But that was actually the switch. So it makes sense. It does make sense.
Yeah.
Particularly.
It makes a hell of a lot of sense. And hopefully MTN can assist us at some point. Is it Iran? With that. Within this, understand this, because I'm glad you raised about the Asian provocateurs and so forth, which has been showing. I mean, this is not me saying. I mean, Israel has said in that time they said they have Mossad agents on the ground.
Yes.
Mm. Now, so this is not me doing any disinformation. Right now, currently, you've had the attack on Cyprus, that the British government has said that no, hold on, it doesn't seem to have been Iran, but it has been an Iranian drone.
Mm.
So they're not laying the blame on Iran. That's interesting.
Yes.
Two, right, that you do have a situation where the Saudi Arabians and Qatar have arrested Mossad agents from reports.
Mm.
Mossad agents who they have said have tried to do false flag operations blaming the Iranians. And for all intents and purposes, there are now rumors going around that the bombing of Aramco, which hasn't hurt the oil supply, but was not necessarily done by Iran.
Mm.
So you have these matters. So it's getting murkier and murkier. And remember, as the oil price is going up, Donald Trump and friends are making money as well.
Yes.
Mm. Now this is so it's such layered and sordid in that regard, in that way. And the Chinese obviously have stockpiled oil. So we will have to brace ourselves. That even though supply is not necessarily gone down, but perception matters, and the oil price is already increasing, it's going to increase majorly itself. So, remember, Venezuela has been cut off as well. So, you know, we must really, really try and see how we can get supply from Nigeria and Angola.
Indeed.
Otherwise, our economy is going to suffer as well.
True. Donovan Williams, international relations expert, Mail and Guardian columnist. Let us know about that article. I look forward to the read. Thanks so much for joining us. Throwback Thursday. Blood sport, you say.